Good afternoon and welcome to Moneyweb at Midday with myself, Nastasia Arensa. It's just gone 12 o'clock on the dot. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about how the market is trading thus far and also check in on some of the SENS announcements that have come through this morning with something out of CAP Industrial and as well as Taste Holdings, the resignation of the CEO. So we'll be talking about all of that and some of the events that we can look out for in the coming week with Richard Silius. He's a director at Treasury One. We'll take a quick break and get straight right into it.
Moneyweb has a unique opportunity for financial advisors through our Click and Advisor offering. Advisors can interact with a growing investor-based audience and attract new clients. Get everything you need to know by joining our free webinar on February the 27th at 11 a.m. Go to www.moneyweb.co.za to secure your spot.
Joining me on the line is Richard Silius, is a director at Treasury One. Richard, thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Nastasia. Thank you for having me.
Great. So tell us, how's the market doing so far?
So if you look at the market, it's sort of the JC, it's sort of flat at the moment. It's literally flat. It's 0.001% up for the day. Obviously, the resilient stable companies, Fortress, NetBrock, Resilient, all of them are quite heavily down. Mm. And then on the other side, Remgro, ShopRite, Discovery, Anglo, Sasol are all quite nicely up on the top 40 side. Looking at the Rand since this morning, it opened just above 12 Rand, currently trading at 11.96. And it's in anticipation of the special ANC meeting that's going to be held today regarding President Zuma and his possible exit. And we need to keep a close eye on that because that can help the Rand even stronger if he decides to resign today on not on his terms, but more on the Cyril Ramaphosa terms. That's what's currently happening in the market. Like I said, there's a few cents announcements out today, CAP, with nice results coming out again. Obviously, Resilience come out and made a sense announcement about the 361 asset management report that's come out. And then the other thing is, as you said, the CEO of Taste has resigned and is being replaced in 6 months' time.
What do you make of the Taste Holdings situation? I mean, they've been struggling for a while. And I mean, it's been a very expensive sort of capital investment for them with Starbucks, etc. What do you make of Carlo Gonzaga's resignation?
I think the big thing is it came after the rights issue that they did last year for that almost 400 million rand with RVP. And the ownership structure of change has changed a lot since then. Mm. And like he said in his statement as well, I think it's time for him to step down and give the company over to someone else that can manage it perhaps forward. I think he's done a good job getting it to where it was 18 years ago when they started it with one pizza shop. But I think, like I said, with the new structure and some of the underperforming brands there, it's time for new management to step up and help the transition forward.
Right. You mentioned, the Resilient and, you know, the 361 report that came out. And I read a little bit in terms of the various articles throughout the media that speak about the report and some of the, I wouldn't call them allegations, but some of the issues that 361 had. Have you ever looked at the Resilient group of companies? Is it something that you focus on?
To be honest, Nastasia, it's something that I don't really focus on, the Resilient group. So I've also just read about what's out in the market domain about the inflating of the net asset value, intercompany premiums that they put. It's similar to what I've read about Steinhoff and what they did about Matthias Firm and all those. So it smells quite similar to that. But like I said, it's not something I've really focused on. So I haven't got a lot of insight into it at this stage.
Right. You know, someone tweeted something very interesting. And the tweet, I'm going to quote it verbatim. It says, and I think he was commenting with regards to Resilient. He says, Resilient issued a SENS statement advising that it had, it did not have sight of a 361 report circulated widely. Rumors of the report have put big pressure on the shares. And he says that the FSB really needs to investigate the morality of this new game in town. So I'm assuming that what he's saying by the new game in town is where short sellers are coming out and it's just causing all kinds of panic on the market that we probably didn't see last year. Because last year, this time, it was pretty okay. There was no Steinhoff crazy rumors, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it smells and feels like if you look at it's sort of a Viceroy. They published a report on Steinhoff in hindsight of after they Marcus just resigned and all the troubles came out. And then there was various speculations about people that short selling. And Viceroy said they're going to bring a new report about a South African company. And they didn't know about Capitec. But there was a lot of volatility in the Aspen share, a lot of volatility in the Capitec share. Before this report, leaked report, they said, come out, there was a lot of speculation about resilient beforehand in any case as well. So, but it seems like everybody is shorting the shares and then publishing some report, uncovering some stuff. And it creates a lot of volatility in the market and a lot of uncertainty. And I think it's going to spook investors longer term about where do you invest your money? Who do you trust? What management do we really trust? Is everything that we publish and read in sense announcements and financial reports actually true, or how much is hidden? So I think it's something that's coming to the fore in the last 3 months, and I think it's going to hurt the market a little bit longer term as well, because we investors, especially guys, it's not even institutional investors, they're more private investors like myself and stuff like that. They're going to be skeptical about where to invest your money. Is everything you read true? So I think it's going to hurt the market.
Okay, cool. So let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll look back at last week and we'll talk about the Dow Jones and whether you're seeing any kind of market jitteriness for this week. Welcome back. You're still listening to MoneyWeb at Midday with myself, Nastasia Aronsa, and we're having a chat with Richard Silius, who's the director at Treasury One. Richard, let's talk about the new boogeyman in the market, and that's inflation. And you saw it, I think, last week with the performance of the Dow Jones, and it kind of makes you wonder whether we're going to be creeping into the same kind of fear when we look at when we're expecting CPI numbers, I think, on Wednesday out of the U.S.
Yes, Nastasia. If you look at that, they're expecting the inflation numbers out of the U.S. and they're expecting a print of 1.9%, which is already a little bit of a high, because they're targeting 2%. And if you're looking at U.S. treasuries, they're sitting comfortable at the 10 years at 2.85. And the market's getting scared, especially the equity market, about inflation and inflationary pressure that's going to, and the rising cost of debt in the U.S. Of course, if inflation keeps rising, they need to keep on continuing rising interest rates to make sure that inflation doesn't rise proportionally out of kilter. And with rising interest rates in the U.S. and the treasury yield that's continuing rising, it will put pressure on the corporates in the U.S. On their earnings, because the cost of borrowing will increase for them. And that's been, we've seen the worry in the market last week with the S&P and the Dow, all about down 5% for the week. They did have it bounce on Friday, and the futures is pointing up today. But then again, if you look at the Nikkei, the Japan markets, the European markets, all of it was down last week. So everybody's watching this U.S. inflation number like a hawk at this stage.
There's a very interesting article. I'm sure you'll come across it on Bloomberg, and it talks about the rattled financial centers, and you know, talking about New York and Hong Kong. And it basically says that the main question that a lot of investors and traders are looking out for is, when will it finally stop? Like, when will things start settling down? Are you asking that question yourself, or are you just, you know, sort of riding it out and see what happens?
We're also asking this question. If you look at the trend line on U.S. treasuries, especially the 10-year, the 3% number is a big number. That's sort of a longer term downward trend. If it breaks 3%, it can really rattle up and it can scare the market. So for now, it's sitting at 2.85, which is still comfortably there. But I think 3% is the magic number at this stage in 3-year treasuries for the U.S. It's been inclining since the 90s all the way now down here to 2018 to sort of at 3% where the magic number is. So everybody will need to watch for that number on 10-year treasuries. And then the other thing is, if we look at commodity prices last week, that also came under a massive amount of pressure, with oil about down 10% last week, gold down about 3, 4, 5%. So all it's a little bit of a risk-off scenario at this stage. And the volatility index also crept up last week for in the end of the 29, which is the highest place in 2.5 years on the volatility side as well. So definitely there's nervousness in the market.
I almost forgot. You know, we get so, I think it's quite amazing about how the market works. We get so engrossed in one topic and then the next week something else blows up and we forget about a particular company. And I haven't spoken about Steinhoff in a very long time and I feel like I really need to ask, what is happening with Steinhoff? I saw news over the weekend that Christo Wiese has cut his stake again in Steinhoff.
Yeah, so Dr. Christo Wiese has reduced his stake to just over 6%. So he sold about 15%. And he informed the Netherlands regulators about it. But there's no further detail about the sale. So it's probably sold it to some European asset manager, private company. We're unsure at this stage. But the share price is about 2.5% down today again, trading about 580 currently. Mm. No more news. And I think everybody's still waiting about what's going to happen with their bonds, what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
And when are they actually going to release financials? I think everybody's waiting to see when they're actually going to release financials.
Yeah, I think that is one of the big questions. So looking at the week ahead, what are some of the key events that you're looking out for, I suppose, both locally and globally?
Obviously, the key thing is still the President Zuma and what's going to happen there. That's going to be today, tomorrow. I'm sure at this stage when the special EC, when the motion of no confidence, it's a lot of this. That's the local stuff that everybody's going to wait about. Then internationally, what in everybody's lips will be Wednesday's inflation number out of the US. I think that's going to be, it's going to be big. And then probably initial jobless claims on Thursday out of the US as well. That's the two big international factors. Other small things to look out for in the international market is German CPI as well. Mm-hmm. That will also be a little bit key, and UK CPI as well. So inflation will be key this week, but especially the US number. And then what happens, no confidence, especially anything meeting locally, that will determine a lot of what's happening in the market.
I was reading comments, just before I let you go, I was reading comments from the New York Federal Reserve President, William Dudley. And he's saying that, the Fed's forecast of 3 rate hikes seems like a very reasonable projection, but there is a potential for more should the economy look stronger. What do you make of the U.S. economy at this stage?
So the U.S. economy is growing very nicely. If you look at non-farm payrolls that they printed in January, it was a good print. They added nice new jobs. The unemployment rate is still, at economic definition, it's at full employment. So the economy is really doing well at this stage. And if inflation continues to rise, then 3 hikes can maybe become 4 hikes, and they will attract investment. And the other thing is they're reducing their balance sheet, so liquidity will be drained a little bit. So although the economy is growing, the equity markets might not be performing well this year. But the economy is actually doing very well in the U.S. at this stage.
All right. Richard, thank you so much for your time. That's Richard Silius, who is a director at Treasury One. Later on the SAFM Market Update, we'll have a chat with Simon Brown, and we're going to be breaking down Taste Holdings. We're going to be taking it back all the way from the time that the company, the directors and the CEO who's just resigned, Carlo Gonzaga, founded the company in the various stages that Taste Holdings has gone through up until we got the announcement today that Carlo Gonzaga is going to be resigning. And we'll also be paying attention to the NEC and any word out of there and what's it going to do to markets. So you can stay tuned later on in the SAFM Market Update with myself. That's it from me. Goodbye.